Today's shiur is in the Kutta Sikha Chelik Yud Ches, the first Sikha to Parshas Balak, a Rashi Sikha that was said on Shabbos Parshas Balak Tavshan Lamed Zayin and was Muga 1 year later for Shabbos Parshas Balak Tavshan Lamed Ches. The Sikha itself is very gishmak, very mesuder, very self-explanatory, and we're not going to take the time to go through the pnim of the Sikha or the build-up of the mahalach of the Sikha. I think it's pretty easily read and easily understood. But what we'll do is, as in the past, to focus on certain ha'aris, be mefaneach them, so that they read beautifully and what the Rebbe's kavanah to say in these ha'aris becomes clear. And also, two or three points throughout the mahalach of the Sikha which do need clarification. We'll start right in the beginning. The Rebbe makes a very beautiful introduction that Rashi ala Torah is pshutei shel mikra, and even when he brings drashas chazal, there has to be a hechrech al pi pshat. Yet, b'shaychus to divrei Bilam, and the brachas in this week's parsha, Rashi is bringing ribui drashas chazal, klal shalei al derech haragel b'pirushay is the Rebbe's lashon. And the Rebbe gives the hasbara that the reason for this is because Torah b'pshutei shel mikra zokt b'feirush v'yisa mishalei. We're talking about a mashal, which means that according to Derech HaPshat, or Oich, as the Rebbe adds in parentheses, also according to Derech HaPshat, the explanation of these psukim is not limited to the simple meaning of the words. There has to be a nimshol, there's remazim and drashas that are not mefurish and diverter from pasuk. At the same time, they have to have a hechrech mshat akosov, they have to have a shaychas, they have to be negeya to the havana of the pasuk. Let's take a look at ha'ara number 3, because first of all, it's a beautiful point, and also there seems to be a major chiddush of the Rebbe that I want to call attention to. The Rebbe notes, firstly, that when you say Vayisa Mishalei, that means that there's no limitation to the Pasha Tataych of the Verter, because Shal Derech HaPshat Medaber Beremez. When you say such an expression of Vayisa Mishalei, that means that Al Derech HaPshat Torah is speaking Beremez. And the Rebbe is right away Mitzayin, the Epirush Rashi Mishpatim, Chaf Aleph Yud Gimel. This is the pasuk, which we famously know as one of the Rashi Tevis of Elul. Ba'asher lo itzada v'hoel ikim ino liyodai. The person didn't plan, he wasn't ambushing, the Eibusher simply made it happen to his hand that somebody got killed because of him. V'samti l'cha mokeim, asher yonus shama. Eibusher, I'm going to make a place that you can run away over there. So Rashi comments on the second Ibn Amaschal v'hoel ikim ino liyodai. He asks, v'lamo teitze zeis milafonov. Why should such a thing happen from the Eibushter? Why would the Eibushter make this ino liyadei? Hu sha'amar David, the pasuk says in Malachim, kasher yemar mishala kadmeini mirashayim yetzei rasha. As the mashal of the kadmeini says, that rasha comes from rishayim. What is the mashal kadmeini? That's the Torah. Shehi mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu kadmeini shaleilam. It's the mashal of the Eibushter. The Eibushter is kadmeini, the primordial being that came before the world. And this mashal of the Eibushter says, "Mirashayim yetzei rasha." Where does Torah tell us this nekuda of Rishayim yetzei rasha? It's in this pasuk. Elikim ina liyada is because there's a previous backstory. There was a person who killed b'mezid and wasn't killed. There was a person who killed b'shegig and wasn't seen. And then this becomes the killer and the person that's killed in this story in the pasuk. The Eibushter arranges that the person who killed b'shegig should go to galus, and the person that killed b'mezid should ultimately be killed. And L'chayda, what the Rebbe means to be Mitzayan from this Rashi, is that you see here Taira being called Moshal HaKadmeini. So there's a Nekuda where it's a Moshal and it brings out Remazim, either Remazim in history, people's stories get woven together in different unique ways because of the Taira, because of the Eibushter, or Bechlal, the Pasuk, while the Kimina Liyodeh is a remnant to certain things. So Kapanam, we see this Nekuda when it comes to a Moshal, when we deal with Taira as a Moshal, that means that it's communicating a remnant. But then the Rebbe takes it a step further and expands the Vart and the Pnim of the Sikha. It's not just because it's Mishalei, but it's because of the general theme, the general thrust of all of the words of Bilam being discussed in this parsha. Beklalus Yesha, the Rebbe says, back to Hara 3. In more general terms, Kol Divrei Bilam Eile Harehim Inyan Shal Nevua Ubalayla. The Rebbe makes 2 points here, and we're going to go one by one. Everything Bilam said over here is an inyan of nevuah, and it happened at night. So, first of all, on the two Meir Mekemis in the parentheses, the Eirashi, Parshasenu, Chav Beis Hei, and Chav Beis Ches, are connected those two things. In Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Hei, That's where Rashi communicates that it's a nevuah, because that's where the pasuk says, "Vayishlach malachim lebilam ben ba'er pesayra," that eretz bnei ami likrila, it was eretz bnei ami shel balak misham haya, v'zeh haya misnabe v'aimer le'asdat alimlech. And then Rashi goes into the whole idea of Bilam being a navi. Im taymar mipnei ma hishlach kodesh baruch hu shechinas layov tekechavim. Who was a Rasha, or that there shouldn't be a Pischin Peh, etc., that the Eibishter gave them Nevi'im, and then showed them how they went, and were mafkir atzmon l'znus. That's Chav Beis Hei, the Raya, that it was a Nevuah. And then in Chav Beis Ches, we see the first round, when the Shluchim came to visit Bilam. Bilam says, Linu Pei HaLayla. Why did they have to stay the night? Ein Ruach HaKedesh Sheira Olav Ela BaLayla. Because the Ruach HaKedesh was only Sheira on Bilam by night. V'chin L'chol Nevi'im D'kechavim. Is B'meila, all of these mishalim that are being communicated throughout Parshas Balak are in Yonim of Nevuah. And since Ruach HaKedesh only comes on Bilam by night, Muzman Zagin, that all the words of Bilam were by night. Now, that seems to be a massive chiddush. I'm going to get to that in a second. Let's keep reading the Ha'ara, which is more focused on the Nekudah of Nevuah. Since everything Bilam said was Nevuah, what do we know about Nevuah? V'harei Nevuah, Zag D'Rebbe, Gam L'Nevi'ah Yisrael, Hi B'chalem V'chizayim. Nevuah, even to Jewish Nevi'im, is limited by the fact that it's always in a dream or in a vision. Rashi here is Mitzayin to Bahaloscha Yud Beis Vav Ubipirish Rashi Sham. This, of course, is the story when Miriam and Aaron spoke out against Moshe. The Eibishter called them to a sudden meeting and gave them a speech about how the difference between Moshe and other Nevi'im work. Pasuk Vav, the Eibishter says, Vayemer Shimun Advarai, Im Yiyah Nevi'achem, when it comes to a regular Navi, what's the way it functions? In Yul Lachem Neviim, says Rashi, Hashem b'mara elav esvada b'chaloyim adaber boy. Shchinas shmi ein nigles olav bas baklar yahamira ela b'chaloyim v'chizoyim. That's the words of Rashi that Rebbe is being mitzayin to over here. Never does the Shechina be revealed to this person with an aspaklar yahamira, where it's clear vision. It's always dream-like and it's always vision-like. Furthermore, says the Rebbe back to the Ha'ara, u'bechidos. It's in riddles, and this is again from Shom Ches. Pasuk Ches, the Eibishter continued to speak to Miriam and Aaron and said that Moshe is different. B'chol beisi nemanu pel peh adaber bei umare v'loy v'chidos. The Eibishter comes to him in a clear vision and not in riddles, meaning that every other Navi does experience the Eibishter only through chidos. So there's a couple of elements here. There's a dream, there's vision, and it's riddles. So if everything Bilam said in this parsha is a nevuah, and nevuah by definition is these three components, chaloyim, chizoyin, and chidois, v'im kein muvan, finishes the Rebbe, shal piderech hapshat, hakosuv eimer darsheni. The pasuk itself is saying, you have to expound me, because it's being given over, an eifen of riddles, it's being given over, an eifen of dream, it's being given over, an eifen of chizoyin. Now there was that one operative word that the Rebbe mentioned, that it's balayla, that this entire experience happened by night, which, by the way, just before we even get into it, is already counterintuitive. We're all used to, of course, the imagery from as we're kids, that, you know, Balak and Bilam are on top of this mountain, Mitn Tog, and they can see over to the Jewish camp, and then the whole business that it was by day. The Rebbe is saying that all of Bilam's brachas happened that night. And the proof that Rebbe seems to bring is a solid proof. Rashi and Pasuk Ches, that Ein Ruach HaKedesh Sheira Olav Ela Balayla. There's a major problem with saying this. And that is that it's clear in the Psukim that at least the first round of brachas was by day. And it's Pashat Mefurish and Pasuk. We have Bilam gets to Balak's place, and Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Mem Aleph in Revi, Vayihi Vaboiker. It was in the morning, Vayikach Balak as Bilam, Vayaleu Bamis Boal, Vayar Misham Ktzei Ha'am. He takes him to the first mountain, and you can see the Ktzei Ha'am over there. Zog Bilam, B'nei Li Vazeh Shiva Mizbeches, prepare for me 7 bulls and 7 rams. Balak does whatever Bilam wants. And then Pasuk Gimel of Perek Chav Gimel, Vayomer Bilam LeBalak. Hisyatze Balei Lasecha, stand here next to the Karbonas. Be'elcha, I'm going to go. Ula Yikora Hashem Likrasi, Udvar Mayareni V'Yigadati Lach. Maybe the Eibishter is going to happen upon me and he's going to show me something and I'm going to tell it to you. Vayelech Shefi. Zog Rashi, what's Balak saying? What's Bilam saying? Ula Yikora Hashem Likrasi. Well, what's the maybe? So Rashi says, Ula Yikora Hashem Likrasi, Einei Rogil Adabir Imi Bayoim. Now is daytime. The Eibishter doesn't typically speak to me by daytime. Typically speaks to me by night. So for me to go out now and look for Nevuah is going to have to require the Eibishter to be Yikore, because this is not usual. So that means that this conversation is taking place by day. We look at the next Pasuk Dalid, what actually happens. Vayikore lekim el Bilam, taka. The Eibishter happened upon Bilam. In other words, the Eibishter, even though it was by day, came to him. And Rashi actually makes the comment right there. Vayikore, the Torah says, Lashon Arai, Lashon Gnai, Lashon Tumaskeri. It was a happenstance. It's a disgusting Lashon. It's Lashon of Tumaskeri. Kileimar Bekoishio Bebizayin. The Eibishter came to him with great difficulty, and it was derogatory for the Eibishter to come to him by day. And the only reason the Eibishter came to him by day was because to show the Chibas and Shal Yisrael, because there's going to be brachas that are going to bring out the Ma'al of Yidin, etc., etc. So it seems very clear from the pasuk that this happened by day. Now, after this, we don't find reference that it should be necessarily by day. The second round in Chamishi, when Balak said, let's go to somewhere else, Efes Kotzeu, Sira V'chula, Sira over there, it's not so butter. However, there too, in Pasuk Tezva, Pasuk Tezayin, Bilam uses the same words. He says, it's Yatzev Kele Losecha V'anechi Ikarekoi. Ikarekoi, Rashi says, Me'ez HaKadosh Baruch, I'm going to be greeted, I'm going to be happened upon by the Eibishter. And again, by Yikar Hashem El Bilam, one stands to reason, it makes sense to assume, and the Rebbe would always point this out, B'chalam Shet HaShemikar, the Rashi, you know, is Semech on what he said before, that Rashi already told us that this Vayikar is referencing the Eibishter's attitude to appearing to Bilam at this time, that it's a lashon tumaskedi because it's by day. It's not a typical way. Typically, the Eibishter prefers to reveal himself to Bilam by night. And here, the Eibishter is doing it by day. So, with Rav Gutfarstein, what the Rebbe means that kol divrei Bilam eila are inin shel nevuo balayla. So, you could be doichik, you could say, that this is a Rashi Sicha on the Pasuk Ka'esi Amr Li'ankav Li'Yisrael Ma'pal Kael, which is in the second round of Brachas. And like I said before, in the second round, it's not Mefurish that it was by day. It could have been by night. And the other one, he says, Kol Divrei Bilam Eile, he means Kol Divrei Bilam Eile in this round that we're talking about over here. And there might be room to be doichik a little more, and to say that even the Rashi that I quoted before, that by Yikar Alikim is Lashin Tumaskari, Bekashio Bibizoyin, Velenigla Lavella Bayoim, Elabishal Haris Chibosin Shal Yisrael, could be that Rashi needs to be divided into two parts. Rashi is saying two Nakudas, by Yikar Lashin Gnai, but not that it has to do with the fact that it was by day. Punkt, this one happened to be by day, but the second round, although it was Vayikar, it was still Lashin Tumo Bibizoyin, but Tumo Bibizoyin and Kashio Bibizoyin are things that the Eibishter experienced even when he spoke to Bilam by night. And so that could be the word of Vayikar. And Taka, when you look in the Medrash, it Taka seems to be that it's two separate things. Although in Rashi, it's Shtikl Shver to say that, because in Rashi, he brings them both Behem Shech Echad. But I will point out that the Rebbe does mention a Rashi later on in Hara 38, the Rashi from the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where Rashi points to the word of Vayikra Lashon Chiba Lashon Shemalachi Asharis Mishtamshin Boi, Mashenkin Leviu Misa'ilam, the Eibishter says Vayikar Lashon Arev Lashon Tuma. So there, L'chayra Take seems to be more like the Medrash, that that it's a separate word. The etzim fact that the Eibishter reveals himself to Goyish and Neviim is itself Lashon Arev Tuma, whether it's by day or by night. And then that might support this Pirush Dachuk, although it is Dachuk, but it is a Pirush, that the Rebbe is referring to Kol Divrei Bilam Eile only in the second round of Brachas. The second round of Brachas was Taka by night. And Vayikar is only been a get to the Nekudah of Lashon Arev Etumah because she'll be Bizayin, not because of the Inyan of Le'nigla Le'vela Bayayim, which that is in L'chabay Ela Chidusha. In other words, only the place where it's Mefurish that it was by day, was it by day. But the second round of Brachas and Azerich, the third round of Brachas L'chayra, according to the Rebbe and according to Pshat Shemikra, the Rebbe is saying, happened by night, based on the Rashi and Pasuk Ches, that Ein Ruach HaKedah Sheira Olav, Ela Bayoim. By the way, just as a complete aside, it's not Nagia to the Sicha, but once I mentioned it, the Nakuda of night and day, there are other questions that come from this Nakuda when Rashi says Ein Ruach HaKedah Sheira Olav Ela Bayoim, because Rashi himself later, when it comes to the second Shluchim, it uses the words Kan Nisnabe, twice, and it's not Bekan, Bilam made a nevuah, even though that was clearly by day, because he also told those shluchim, "Atem shvuno bazegam, atem haloyla." So they also came by day, and yet by day he was having nevuah. Although over there too, one could be deichik and say that those nevuah were like the Gurariye and the Ram on Pirush Rashi over here explained that it was niba v'leyada man niba. It wasn't an actual experience of nevuah; it was an experience of niba v'leyada man niba. He wasn't aware. And ba'isa inyan yish lahazkir gamkein that in Shabbos Parshas Balak Tovshin Lamed Gimel, the Rebbe spoke of Bir Benegia to the psichas piha asin and Bilam seeing the. Bilam seeing the Malach Hashem, and the Rebbe also mentioned that Nakuda of Bilam not being able to experience Nevuah by day, and the fact that he experienced Vayigal Hashem as Eni Bilam Yaras Malach Hashem, which was by day, was Menzagin that it's not an Inyan of Nevuah Mamish, because otherwise it wouldn't have happened by day. Ayin Sham Benigya to the Shleimus Inyan. Akoponim, that's as far as Ha'ara 3. Let's move for a second to Si'if Beis. Si'if Beis, the Rebbe's Matziah and Si'if Aleph, the basic Shailas and the Rashi, where does he get the Arichus from, what the difficulty in both Pirushim, and why the first Pirush is before the second one, and Unkelos Le'Tirgim came. And then he brings the basic Mahalach of the Mefarshim in explaining this Rashi. That there's two Pirushim. One Pirush is that Ka'es B'Kaf Adimyan means, like there was a time when to go to Chibos, and so to there will be another time. And then the second Pirush is coming to the beginning of the pasuk that they don't have Nachash v'leikasem, rather Ko'es, as soon as they want to know, they know whatever the Yibishter was Gezer Bamorim. And B'meila, the Rebbe says, according to the first Pirush, the Kasha is at Ko'es Yom Eliyankiv is a self-standing Teichen. It doesn't have to do with the first part of the pasuk, it doesn't make sense. And then in the second Pirush, the Shverikait will be that B'pashtos Yomer is Lashon Osir, not Lashon Hayven, Ko'es. How do you explain Ko'es? L'chayra Ko'es just means right now. It's not comparing any time to another time. However, the Rebbe rejects this Pirush because, number one, when you get to the first Pirush, doesn't answer why all the Rashi's and Yichas the Gilashenas are there. And number two, and this is the part that I want to shtel on, is because it doesn't answer Farvosis or Makdim than Ershtim Pirush Fardim Tzveitim. The Rebbe says the second Pirush is closer to Pirush Mikra because of the very fact that it comes behemshich to the first part of the pasuk versus the first Pirush, which has no connection to the first part of the pasuk. And then the Rebbe says in the Gefin Taka that in Medrash you have the second Pirush before the first Pirush, and the Ramban actually brings only the first Pirush. Now the Rebbe in Ha'ara 14 is mitzayin to where these midrashim are. This is in Tanchuma and in Bamidbar Rabbah. They're basically the same lashon. So I'll just go with the first one that Rebbe quotes, which is the Tanchuma. And then to just explain what the Rebbe is saying in Ara 14. In Tanchuma, you see the midrash quotes the pasuk ki le'nachash b'yankiv le'kesem b'Yisrael, and it's kind of fills in the conversation. It's Bilam talking to Balak. He says, you're dragging me around from place to place, bringing me to try to figure out with your nichush and your kesem where the Yidden are going to stumble. The Yidden don't do that. The second they have to go to war, basically, which is the teichen of the second Pirush of Rashi, that they don't need to wait for their nachash and their kesem, they have right away the Eibishter telling them exactly what to do. Then the Medrash brings Ko'esei Omer Liyankiv LiYisrael, and over there it says, Ro'a so'enoi, Bilam at Gezen, Shi Yisrael, Yeshvan lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ketalmud lefnei Rabbi, Lo Asid Lavei, V'sheilin Mimenu Kol Parsha, V'parsha Lama Nichtava, basically the idea of the Yidden sitting in front of the Eibishter learning Torah, U'malachei Ashar Yisheilin Meisan, Ma Heira Lechem Kadosh Baruch Hu, they have to ask the Yidden, Vazak the Eibishter, because they can't go in, Lekonis Lemechitzasan, Shanei Mar Ke'ez Yarmel Yankov L'Yisrael, Ma'apol Kil, which is obviously the Teichen of the first Pirush, the Yidden learning Torah in front of the Eibishter. So here you see the Teichen of the two Pirushim being brought in the Medrash, yet the Medrash is bringing the second one before the first one. Now there's a big difference when the way it's brought in the Medrash and the way it's brought in Rashi. Rashi clearly says it's a Dover Acher. The two Pirushim are B'machlekes. They don't agree with each other. So to ask a question from the Medrash is to assume that in the Medrash also there are two opposing Pirushim, and yet the Medrash brings a second Pirush before the first Pirush. But the Rebbe right away points out in Ara 14, the Lashon Pashtus, Beis Midrashim Hanal Einam B'Machlekes. When you read the Medrash, it's Pashtus not arguing. Ki'im Shemitchila Mefaresh Tchila Sakosuv. First, it's explaining the first part of the pasuk. That Bilam was telling Balak, you're taking me around these places, but you didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. And the Hapirosh, Rasa, Eina, Yas Yisrael, Yeshua, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Bilam at Gezen, that the Yidden are sitting in front of the Eibush there, who al Hemshech HaKosuv, Ka'esi Ar Meliyanke. So how do I ask the question? So the Rebbe explains, Aval B'Pirosh Maharzu, the Medrash Rabba Shom, the Maharzu, on the Medrash Rabba, he taka learns, Mefarej, the Rasa, Eina, Yas Yisrael, which is being said on Ka'esi Ar Meliyanke, who davar acher, U'Pirosh acher ala pasuk. He says, taka, it's a different Pirosh. And he says, "V'gam ha'pirush harei at mechazer the nishar b'kadosh baruch hu the first nekuda on kilei nachash yankiv lekesim biyisrael who al hemshech hakosuv ka'es yarmel yankiv." He learns that the first pirush is also being said on ka'es yarmel yankiv. We melot mendat svei pirushim that are being said on ka'es yarmel yankiv, and then the Rebbe's kasha stands that you could ask, "How come Rashi wasn't makdim the second pirush before the first one?" L'chayda we in taka we see in the medrash that it's marked in the second pirush before the first one, even though they're both from machlekes. Weiter in Seif Dalit, after the Rebbe finishes with dealing with the halach of the mefarshim, and is back to his original question, he asks a couple of more diyukim. Ich darf mir verstehen noch diyukim in pirush Rashi umehem. So, I'm just going to go into something interesting over here. The Rebbe's first question was in Ershtin Pirush, Vas is der Lashon Malachi HaShores, Nit Malachim Stam? What's the Hadgash of Malachi HaShores? Why does he call them Malachi HaShores and not Malachim Stam? Of course, the answer to this question, the way the Rebbe explains it in the Sicha, is that Bilam was trying to communicate to Balak that the fact that the Yidden are Ru'yim Libracha, Mitad Kalei Nachash, V'Lekesim B'Yisrael, doesn't make a Chisaron in him as a Kaisim. They have an additional milo which puts them beyond even Malachi HaShores. The Rebbe says, Malachi HaShores are not Stam Malachim. The way they are carrying out a Shlichus, Lamato, like when it came to the Shlichus of Sarah and Sdoim, etc., or Hagar, Nor Vizezain and Mishares, Lamaila Kaviyachal, the Meirbishtan. And even the way they're Mishares, the Chibur of Yidden is still seen by them. So it's interesting to note, you look in the Bilti Muga of the Sicha, so when the Rebbe asked this question, of why Rashi writes Malachi HaShores, he added a line. He said, why would Rashi be mechadish a new toyar from Malachim, which the Ben Chamer Shlomo Mirka never heard of? Now, Kamuvan, the reason that didn't go into the Muga de Kesicha is because, as the Rebbe's Mitzayan himself, in Ara 32, when he gives the answer of the word of Malachi HaShores, the Rebbe says, Haloshen Malachi HaShores, Huva Gam B'Pirush Rashi, and Vayeda, and told this, and Yisra, and Tisa, it's brought in Rashi Ribui Pa'amim before this time. So it's definitely not a new Toyar. The question is simply why the Hadgosha Malachi HaSharis. Now, once we're on the topic, let's take a flip to Hara 32 and take a look at the places that the Rebbe chooses and the places that the Rebbe did not choose. And I think it begs explanation. The Rebbe brings five Mekaitis. Rashi in Vayera, Yudches Tes, that's the pasuk where Malachim asked Avram Avinu, asked Sarah, Aye Sarah Ishtecha. And one of the Purushim that Rashi brings, there are three Purushim, and he says, Bab Netziah, it says in the Gemara, Hayu Yedim Malachi Ashores, Sarah Imenu Hechan Nimzis. Malachi Ashores knew exactly where Sarah Imenu was, yet they asked her just to be Malamed, you know, the Derech Eretz, etc. So that's one Lashon Malachi HaShores. Okay. In Toldis Chav Zayin, that's the Pasuk when Vahiki Zokin Yitzchak Vatechena Einav Mira Ois. So one of the Pirushim over there in Rashi as to why Yitzchak's eyes became blind in his old age is because by the Akedah Malachi HaShores Beichim. So that's Lashon Malachi HaShores over there. Yisrei, in most prints of Likutei Sichos, it says Yisrei Ches Tesvav. But that's obviously not true. There's no Perek Ches in Parshas Yisrei. It's supposed to be Yisrei Perek Chof, Pasuk Tesvav, where that's the Pasuk right after Matan Torah. Pasuk says, Vayar ha'om vayonu vayamdu meirachik. Chol ha'om reyim asa kilchus lapidim. Yeah, Vayar ha'om vayonu vayamdu meirachik. Zogt Rashi, yinirtoyin la'achirein, shneim asa mil, umalachi ha'shoreis boin, umesayinis, umlachzidom. Malachi ha'shoreis came to help them and to bring them back. It's by Matan Torah. Then you have Tisa, Lamed Gimel Zayin. That's after the Egel, Meisha Yika Chasa Oyel, Tanatel Mechutz Lamachana, Hachik Menamachana, Vekodalei Oyel Mayit. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyel Kol Mevakish Hashem. Anybody who was looking for the Eibishter, you knew that Yetzei Aleil Mayit. So Rashi says, Yetzei Aleil Mayit, Dover Acher, V'hoyel Kol Mevakish Hashem, Afilu Malachi Ashores, Kishayu Shoyalim, Mokim Shechina, and they were looking for where the Shechina was. Chavireim Eimnim Le'amariu Ba'ol Leishol Meishu. Those visiting in the tent of Meishu. And then Reish Parshas Vayikra. That's the Rashi I mentioned before. Vayikra Lashon Chiba Lashon Shemalachi Asharis Mishtamshim. Now, this is five places. According to my research, there's four other places which Malachi Asharis is mentioned in Rashi Al Teira, and the Rebbe did not bring them. First is in Parshas Vayera, when Yishmol was sick. And it was the Eibusha said, "Shamati is kilanar ba asher hu sham." So the Gemara, so Rashi brings over there that the Malachi Ashores were being mekatrig. Malachi Ashores mekatrigim, and we're saying this one shaosid banav lahamid is banacha, lahamid is banacha batzama. You're going to listen to him, and the Eibusha said, "Yeah, ba asher hu sham." So Malachi Ashores mekatrigim. That's one mention of Malachi Ashores that I was not mitzayin. A second one is in Parshas Bei, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Aleph. Pasuk is talking about, this is the end of Parshas Achedesh. Pasuk is giving the tzivuyim of Pesach. It says, Vayihi miket shleshim shana v'arba meyes shana, Vayihi be'etzem ayem hazeh, Yatzu kol tzivis Hashem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Zogt Rashi, Vayihi miket shleshim shana, be'etzem ayem hazeh, the Eibusha took them out. Magid, as soon as the kates came, le'ikvan ha'mokim keheref ayin. Tesvav b'nisan bo malachi asharis it's lavram levasrei. Tesvav b'nisan neil yitzchak. Tesvav b'nisan nigzur exiras ben absarim. And so too, Tesvav b'nisan happened yitzias mitzayim. So again, you have lashon malachi asharis coming to Avram. Then you have another time, two prakim later. This is now Parshas Beshalach, Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Chav Dalid. Vayihi ba'ashmeidas habeker. Vayashkif Hashem al machane mitzrayim. Zok Rashi, what's lashon ashmeidas habeker? The three parts of the night are kare ashmeidas. Why? Vani aimer lefisha halayla choluk lemishmaris shir shemalachi asharis kas achar kas lishlisha chalakim lekach kare ashmeidas. It's a group of malachim, group of malachi asharis. Again, we have the term malachi asharis, and then actually in last week's parsha Chukas, perek chav pasuk chavtes. This is right after Aaron Akayan goes up to Hayra Har and he passes away. Zok the pasuk, Bayiru kolo edo ki gava Aaron. How did everybody see gava Aaron? Zok the Rashi, they saw Moshe and Elazar coming down. Aaron wasn't there. They said, "Oh, Aaron passed away." Zok the Yidden, Efshir misha amal kneged amalach v'atzer asamagefa yishlet be malach amaves miyad bikesh Moshe rachamim beheruhu malachei asharis lahem mutol bamita. And Malachi Asharis were now shown to them. So it behooves us to understand why the Rebbe doesn't put these four examples. Why does he only choose the examples that I mentioned? So I was thinking, that the Rebbe was Yadua to be Nizar, Balashin Nikia, Balashin Toiv, only speak good things. And most of these extra places are Dover Loi Toiv. Malachim Mekatrigim by Yishmol, Mashmeidas Abeker, Mitzrayim is being destroyed, and Malachi Asharis Mutal Bamito, that's Aaron HaKohen is passing away. And as for the fourth one, of Malachi Asharis came to Avram Levasrei, the Pashtos that it's already included, that Rebbe already mentioned that one, Vayera Yudches Tes, the same Malachi Asharis, so no need to mention them twice. That's a complete Ha'aral Derech Hadrush, Ein Meshivan Al Hadrush. It's just the La'edir Salemdin. And once we're on the topic, I would actually add one more element to this. And that is that the Rebbe explains over here that Malachi Asharis, Rashi uses the term Malachi Asharis because we're talking about Malachim, the way they're Masharis, not Malachim, the way they're doing the Shlichas. And it's funny that the Rebbe, you know, Babishah is Mitzayin to Rashi and Vayera, where they were not being Misharis. Why are they called Malachi Asharis at that point? They actually came to Avraham Avinu to do the Shlichas. They weren't in the state of Lasharis. So that's a question that I'll leave for the Lamedim. Let's move back to the last question in Sif Dalet. The Rebbe wants to know in the second Pirush why Rashi was Mesif Magzeres of Bamarim. Okay, Akasha. But then in Ara 22, the Rebbe deals with another issue. Why Rashi says Beis Ha'inyanim the Neviim v'Urim v'Tumim. Just Stam Lahar in the Bilti Muga. This was a question on its own. The Rebbe asked 8 questions on Rashi then. It wasn't in the flow that it is in the Mugadi Kasicha here. And one of the questions, Kishala Atzmei, was why does Rashi write the two inyanim of Nevi'im and then of Metumim? And in the Bilti Muga, it's not answered. The Rebbe doesn't answer that question. Here, the Rebbe doesn't even make it a question. The Rebbe just kind of bavorns it on the side. It's just an interesting ha'ara. I thought we'd go through it and be mefaneach. The Rebbe says, Beza inyanim de Nevi'im v'urim v'tumim, yesh leimar shehim leneged nachash v'koisim. The pasuk says, "Kile nachash b'yankiv lekesim b'yisrael." According to the second pirush, Bilam was coming to add a nekuda to that vart. Le nachash v'lekesim. Rather, as soon as they want, they get the knowledge of what's going on b'morim. So the Rebbe says that nachash and kesim are for the two yonim of neviim and urim betumim. And the Rebbe adds a geshmak rayo. Befrat kefi shemashma mepirush Rashi shayftim yudches yud, shenacha shayach lepeula, ma she'enkin koisim. Just going to read you this Rashi in Parashat Shayftim. It's very geshmak. Perek yudches, pasuk yud. The pasuk says, lo yimotze v'cha ma'avir v'nei uvite bo'esh, koisim ksomim, me'oinen u'menachesh u'mechashef. How does Rashi define koisim ksomim? Eizeu koisim. A person holds a stick, and he says, what's menachesh? Menachesh is much more of an active thing. Not just holding a stick and doing nothing. Three examples he gives. My bread fell out of my mouth, a deer crossed my path, and my stick fell out of my hand. These are things that involve a pu'ula. So therefore, Keneged Nachash, which is a pu'ula, you have the union of Nevi'im, which are also a pu'ula. They actively say Nevu'ah. Then Keneged Kaisim, which is a passive thing, you have Urim V'Tumim, which also communicated in a passive eifin. There was no pu'ula. And then the Rebbe says, Ula hoyir mipirish Rashi shom yudalit. In Pasuk Yudalit over there, right after saying all the things you shouldn't have, the Pasuk says, Ki agoyim ho'ela asher ato yerish eisam, el me'enenim ve'el kaisimim yishmo, the ato leikein nosam lecha Hashem leikecha. So it says two things. When they get to the goyim, they listen to me'oinim v'koismim. Zot Rashi leikein nosam lecha Hashem leikecha. The Eibusha didn't give it to you lishmoyal me'oinim v'el koismim. Shehare hishra shchino al hanaviim v'odim v'tumim. Again, two lishoynes, neviim and odim v'tumim. And if we go with the gang of the Rebbe and Nisa'ara, we have a Geshmak of Art over there in that Rashi too. Why does it say twice? Why does it say Nevi'im, say Urim V'Tumim? Can I get the two Yanim of Ma'inanim B'Kaisim? Ma'inanim is Inyan of Pu'ula. L'chayda we would say, maybe according to the second Kiddush and Rashi, Chachamim Emrim Elo Echazeo Einayim. And Kaisim, again, there's a thing with no Pu'ula. And can I get that you have Nevi'im and Urim V'Tumim? And then the Rebbe's Mitzayin, or Elikut Esiches Chelik Yudalad Amud 66, Ara 16, where the Rebbe actually deals directly with that Rashi. And the Rebbe says a shtickle different mahalach as to why Rashi says the two Lashainas. It's in Ara 16, he says, why Rashi adds Urim Betumim, even though the Pasuk says only Navi, right? Navi Mikir Becha Me'achecha Komeini Yakim Mecha Hashem Olekecha. So the Rebbe says, Beiz HaDvarim, Navi V'Urim V'Tumim are connected the two things in the Pasuk, Ma'inanim and Kaisim. But not because of Pu'ula and lack of Pu'ula, but for a different reason. Kaisim, says Rashi over there, Eichezes Makle V'Eimer, which means Makle Yagidle. Something else is saying the Nevu'ur, saying what it should be that should be done. The Dugma Zeh Lehavdil, says the Rebbe, is Urim V'Tumim. Shemegalim lahakayin divrei nevuah. The Urim V'Tumim are the ones that reveal to the kayin divrei nevuah. Me'ainim is the Neisnei Einis. She'aimrim Oima Plainis. Or Elu Eichazei Hainayim. Both Pirushim and Rashi. She'dvarim Elu al yedei Atzmam. These are things that are coming out on their own through themselves. The Dugmasi Lehavdil is the Inyan of a Navi, because the Navi is the one who speaks Kilufun Zichalein, not that there's something else being Megala than the Nevuah, like by the Urim V'Tumim. So that's another way of looking at the two Inyanim of Navi and Urim V'Tumim, and perhaps that can be applied over here as well, that somehow Nachash and Kesem are also connected to Inyanim of something else versus the Dvarim Elu Ad Atzmam, perhaps, or perhaps not, Tein L'Chacham Yech Kamoid, on this Nekuda as well. One more Nekuda. You know, it's interesting that throughout the Sicha, from Sif Hei, when the Rebbe goes to explain the beer, so in Sif Hei and Vav, you have the basic beer of the Sicha, then you have in Sif Zayin is Vertalber de Shaila, and the Riber bring Rashi, and then in Sif Ches is Vertalber de Shaila, and the Riber bring Rashi, and then like in Svetin Pirush is Kasha, Alpiz and Muvan is Rashi. Anyway, that back and forth, in the Bilti Muga, it's very interesting that Rebbe's Lashon is not Vert de Shaila, it's Tainet Aber Balak. Rebbe made it into a conversation between Bilam and Balak. Bilam is saying one thing, Tainet Aber Balak, da 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 da. Therefore, Rashi adds that Bilam said this back. Tainet Aber Balak, da da. So Bilam says back. So one of the first thing that Rebbe brings in Siv Zion, after the cholistic flow of the two biyudim in Rashi, of the first biyudim in Rashi, is that how could we say that Ka'es is going to be another time that Yidden are going to learn Teira Mipiv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way they learned Teira Mipiv B'Matan Teira, Megefintach B'Matan Teira itself, that Yidden said, Da'abar Ata Imanu V'Nishma, V'Ay Da'abar Imanu Alekim, Pen Nomus. Taka Azei, V'Yamid Amirachik. So I'll just add, L'Harchiv, or to build up this Shaila, in the Bilti Muga, you see the Rebbe says, the Rebbe brings the Vart of Ko'es has to be like the time when they also learned Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matan Torah. And the Rebbe right away, even before the question, brings up the pasuk Da'abar Ata Imanu V'Nishma. The Rebbe says, even though it says Da'abar Ata Imanu V'Nishma, yet the Aseres HaDibreis Hat Men Gehert V'Men Ibershtin Alein. Then the Rebbe says, Tainet Aber Balak. Balak gives the Taina, still fart, it says Da'abar Ata Imanu V'Nishma. So since in the end of the day they rejected Torah Mipiv, so how could it be that there's going to be Ko'es that's the L'chir of the Emek HaShayla over here. Not just a technical thing, but they Taker rejected it. They Taker said that we don't want to hear the Eibishter, and therefore, how could it be that they're going to have the Eibishter there again when it comes to Mashiach Tzeit? And of course, the Rebbe answers, that's why the Rashi brings the Pasuk V'yenecha Reyesis Meirecha and Shein Geish from Lufanov to show that it's a Kfiyus, not for Esman Kotzer, and that the Eibishter is going to actually be Meirecha. There's two more points that I want to make when I get to this, to the Sicha, and these are more related to the actual Pnim and the Mahalach HaYanim of the Sicha. In Sif Ches, the Rebbe is basically finishing off with the first Pirush. He's given us the full meaning of the first Pirush and how Rashi sees every single Prat and Pshat. But the question then is, V'balda Seif Seif, the Sa'inyan was that Zayin Lo'osid, is V'ya Zay Tutas Uf, as to leave them, Zal Itzt, Mit Kenin Zayin Orali. The Shaila is, in the end of the day, the Ko'esi Amrli Ankavali Yisrael, the way it's being explained in the first Pirush, is going to only happen Lasid Lavei. So how can that affect now that it can't be the union of Adali? So this is the question which stumps the first Pirush. So therefore, says the Rebbe Rashi, brings a Davar Acher. According to the Davar Acher, it's Lashon Haiva. Lefi Zeh, das Ha'inyin Shebehaiva, Nit Nor Azach, Vazvet Zayin Le'osit. And the Rebbe doesn't spend a lot of time at all on the second Pirush. Goes right back to the flip side of what's kasha on the second Pirush. What does the Rebbe say is kasha? Wait, in Svetin Pirush Aber is kasha, was ka'esi omer li yankav li Yisrael is nit moisif, if dem was ru'uyim heim libracho, and if dem was bilam kenit orali. The thrust of these psukim, as the Rebbe explains beautifully in Sifhei and Vav, is that Bilam is trying to explain to Balak why I can't curse the Yidin. The ru'uyim heim libracho, and because of all the great milas, and according to the first Pirush, Ko'es is even Meisef HaTifer, the Malach, that the Mamash even greater than the Malachi Asharis. But according to this part, that they're just able to get information from the Eibushter whenever they want, there's no Hisafa over here in the Yidin's Maila. It is blazed that Siyum the Hemshechainyin from Tchilas Akasov, Kile Nachash B'Yanke, Vadozva Zeydar from Vesen Zeyadein Nevi'im, whatever the Yidin need to know, they know through their Nevi'im. Now, if you would stop here, without the next paragraph in Siv Ches, and we're accustomed very much to the Rebbe's Gang, B'derech Klal and Limud Rashi, and when it comes to the two Pirushim in Rashi and the different types of questions that could be in Rashi. So when we look at the two questions that Rebbe has asked, one is a question in Havana, right? How could a Maila Shel Asid affect utterly Shebehoive? And the other question is a question in the Signet HaMikra. That, okay, you didn't leave me with a satisfactory Hisafa. So we've seen in the Rebbe Sichas many, many times, similar Nekudas, that if one Pirush has a question, you know, in the Havana of a word or in the Havana of the Teichin HaInyan, and one Pirush has a question in the Signet HaMikra, so that's reason to be marked in one before the other. So, L'chaida, the question in Havana is much stronger than the question in the Signet HaMikra, which therefore, for that reason, one would automatically be led to assume that the second Pirush should be first, because the Kasha on the second Pirush is much lighter than the Kasha on the first Pirush. So I believe that's why the Rebbe has to add this Kud and end of Siv Ches, which is a typical interesting type of reason to be marked in one Pirush to a second one. The Rebbe says the reason why Rashi takes the first Pirush over the second one is because Dar Retzich wegen Divrei Bilam in Velcherot gebencht Yidin and Geret wegen Zeir Maila. So whatever Pirush is going to bring more the Maila of Yidin is Ernenter zum Pshatak Suvim. Even though the question is a much bigger question on the first Pirush, but since Lepeil, it brings out the Maila of Yidin more versus the second Pirush, which doesn't succeed in doing that, that's already a reason to put it as second. And in fact, this Yisoid of, you know, the bringing out the Maila of Yidin seems to go through the end of the Sicha as well, where the Rebbe deals with Unkelos, as we'll get to in a second. But now, in Siv Tes, what does the Rebbe say? And this seems to be a difficult vort. Rebbe says, Aber mistaber zu sagen. After what I just finished saying, it makes sense to say, as euch leiten zweiten pirush is der hemshach von divrei Bilam moisef eifrier in der asbara for vos es ken nitzayin orali. But no, now like I said before, that according to the second pirush, it's not moisef, it is moisef. There's a hisafa in the hasbara why Bilam can't be orali. What's the hisafa in the hasbara? The Rebbe says, Bilam what givus that the Abraham doesn't want this whole curse to happen. Elamai, he thought, he'll get to the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kayezba, and down over there can utterly. And therefore, Rashi is Maisif, Mag Zeresa Bamare, and Nimslam Pinavie, and Mai Gzera Samakim, that even according to the second Pirush, Bilam is communicating a Hisafa in the Shlila Saklala through Bilam. Now what? He bowed as a filu in their Shah of Kayezba. Weisen der von die Jiden durch Nivea und wurden mit Tumim und sie nehmen er ab die Gzere durch Tshuva Chuli. So that's the extra Koyach that they have. Not Stam, Kilei Nachash Bi Yisrael, but like Nachash Bi Yanko, but like Kesem Bi Yisrael, Elamai, they get their information wherever they need it. More so, they get such information of Gzereis of Bamarim, things that could potentially allow for Bilam to slip in and make a curse, and they right away take away the Gzere through Tshuva. Now, the basic question that has to be asked over here is if indeed the second Pirush, even according to the second Pirush, there's a Hisafa in the Shlila Saklala, so then in back to Siv Ches, there's no question on the second Pirush. So yes, it's true, in the end of the day, the first Pirush brings out the Maila of Yidden more. Maybe it's a bigger Maila than somehow taking away the Gzeira through Tshuva. But there's a Hisafa in there's a Hisafa's beer. So there's no question on the second Pirush. So why isn't it first? Or why isn't it the only Pirush? So obviously, although the Rebbe doesn't explain it, the Moisif in Siv Ches and the Moisif in Siv Tes have to be different types of Moisif. The Moisif in Siv Ches is in the Lashon of the Rebbe, Moisif ifdem was ru'uyim him libracha, una ifdem was bilam kenit orali. There's no Hisafa in the Maila of the Yid Hestis, in what makes them ru'uyim libracha. And the Moisif in Siv Tes, you notice that Rebbe only writes the Prat Moisef Efrir in the Rasbara Farvosas Kenyans and Orali. He only says the second prat, in Lashon of the last paragraph. He suffer in Shlilas HaKlol Al Yedei Bilam. Shlilas HaKlol Al Yedei Bilam has nothing to do with the Ma'il of Yidin. That has to do with the lack of power that Bilam has. So even after you say the word of Siftes, you still don't have a Hesafa in the Ru'uyim Him Libracha, which is the Ma'il of Yidin, which is the word that I was looking for in Sifches. The word that I was looking for in Sifches is that Rashi is going to be Makdim, whichever Pirush brings out more the Ma'il of Yidin. Mitzad themselves. And mitzad that, Yitaka only have that in the first Pirush. Because the second Pirush, even if it's Meisif in Shlilas HaKlala, it's not Meisif in the Inyan of Ru'uyim Him Libracha. Kach Nidl Yakoponim, and I'll leave this Nakuda as well. One final vote we're dealing with is we'll deal with Unkelus now. Sif Yud Aleph. Where the Rebbe explains why Rashi adds the words Unkelus Loi Tirgim King. Now, it's very clear, anybody that reads this Sif, that this is Kol Kolei B'Ksaviat Kodesh. The Rebbe completely added this part into the Sicha. And actually look back into the Bilti Muga, it's written in an entirely different signet. Again, the question that we're dealing with when it comes to Unkelus is the Rebbe's question in the beginning of the Sicha. It's the fourth question in Sif Aleph. The Rebbe asks, Was is Rashi Oysen mit Nsiyum v Unkelus Letirgim Kein? B'Ribui Mekaymus is Targum Unkelus Anders von Pirush Rashi und Rashi der Mantis nicht. Hundreds of places Rashi goes different than Unkelus without mentioning it. Over here, Dafki has to mention it. Now, you look in the Bilti Muga, the Rebbe asked this question. The Rebbe expanded on the question a little bit. That the Rebbe asked, you know, why isn't Negiah to Bishelel over here? What gets clearer through saying Unkelus Leitirgim Kain? Ad Rabbe says the Rebbe Lecheda makes a bilbul by the Mechamish Lemikra. He's learning Rashi, and Mitamar Rashi throws him in. By the way, Unkelus doesn't say what I'm saying. Oh, really? So then why didn't you say what Unkelus says? And there, it's the Mahalach in the end, it's not written clearly. And it basically seems that the Rebbe learned that the Unkelus Loi Tirgim Kein is referring to the second Pirush. Because the way that Rebbe learns it in the Sicha there is that the first Pirush is like the way it's Mavur in the Sicha, and the second Pirush is without question. The Rebbe doesn't ask any questions, and the Rebbe just says, Frekter ben Chamesh Lamikra, Efshir God, is the Tzveter Pirush, the Pirush HaIkri, therefore Rashi brings the Unkelus Loi Tirgim Kein. That from there is a raya at the first, that the second Pirush is not the Pirush HaIkri. Since Unkelus Loi Tirgim Kein, since Unkelus didn't say this pshat of Ka'esi Armeli Ankevul Yisrael, that whenever they want, they find out what the Eberster Magzereis Bamarim. So, since Unkelus is Pshutish Mikra, and he didn't say that, is Araya Tzumershtin Pirush. Now, Kamuvan, the Ka'esi Shabazeh, because Unkelus doesn't say anything of the sort. Unkelus simply translates the words. I'll read for you what he writes, you know, unlike other places in the Brachas, where Unkelus is talking mefarish the words of the brachas. Over here, he just says, "Ki idan yisamar liyankevu liyisrael me'avad elaha." Just the translation of the pasuk. At this moment, or at this, like this time, it will be said to Yankev and to Yisrael, "What did the Eberster do? Garnished. Nish da'ash to pirush, just the tveta pirush." So clearly, Unkelus leitirgim kein. It's not just referring to the second Pirush, it's also referring to the first. So that leaves us with the question hanging open, what's Rashi saying, Unkelus Leitirgim Kein? So the Rebbe, in Sif Yud Aleph, has a shtickle beer. And I'm just going to read through the Sif, because it's very hard to read, to be mefaneach to the best of my ability. So the Rebbe says like this, Al pi kol hanal zetmen, as the teichin ha'ikri in ale bilam zreid, is the oisa gevein lechamayelus von yid. Based on this, we see the teichin ha'ikri of everything Bilam was saying was the extraordinary ma'alus of Yidin. Because that is given muchrach madgish zayin das kama v'kama pa'amim. And he had to stress it many times, k'dei farenfen zich from the tzvius from Balak and kama v'kama pa'amim, orali v'kovenali, to keep on answering himself from Balak's claims. Was der far. And therefore, because this is the teichin ha'ikri of Bilam's raid, so Rashi came up with this word that al pipshut eshal mikra, un oich al derech hadrush v'haremez mesholei, according to Pshat, and even according to Drush Veremez, when we're dealing with Mishalei, Pirush HaKsuvim is as Retzich B'Malos Mishalei Yisrael. wherever and whenever we can, since that's Bilaam's entire goal, we're going to say that the Pshat and Pasuk is a Ma'ala Shal Yisrael. Und der Farb avorint Rashi und wundert sich. And therefore Rashi wants to bavorn himself, and he wants to actually ask a question. Bekama vekama mekemes. In the alipsukim meparsha seinu is ketargumai. Vechein tirgim unkelos. Adarak oponim bitnach apirosh. In so many places throughout our parsha, Rashi himself says that the pshat in pasuk is ketargumai. Or as Targum Unkelos explains, Adarak oponim, he brings Targum Unkelos with a second pirosh. Mitem oisnam in dem pasuk eich legabe the pasuk mishal yacharav. With the exception of this pasuk. Over here, where we're supposed to be dealing with Malas Mishal Yisrael, Unkelos says nothing. Und die Tmiya, and imagine as if you were add the word is after the word Tmiya. Und die Tmiya, and the wonder is, as ve Unkelos le tirgim kein. Mit vi bei de pirushim. He didn't say like any of the pirushim. Und kleibt eis dafke pshuta shal mikra mamash. And he chooses to literally translate, just to translate the words. Ki idan yis'amar li'ankavul Yisrael ma avadalaka. That's the wonder. Then the Rebbe says that you can read these words in a different way, and it's now an explanation. In other words, first Rashi's wondering, how could it be? But the Av al Pi as Rashi held anders. Even though Rashi holds differently, because we're dealing with Mishalei, we're Alpsukim, we're speaking about Ma'alas Yisrael. Nevertheless, in Gansen Shelos and Pirushay Vil Rashi Nid, Rashi doesn't want to completely ignore Unkelos's Pirush. Right? That was the other Breda. Instead of why are you b'chal bringing him up? Just don't bring him up at all if you don't agree with him. But even though he doesn't agree with him, he doesn't want to be Shelos Pirush in Gansen u'bahasbara. And Rashi gives us the explanation. That's because it's the Unkelos. What do we know about Unkelos? Because Darke is Pshutish al Mikra, Afilu Vurashi Zogt in a Mikra, Za Emir al Oder Sheini Vichyetzimese. Unkelos's Derech is to just stick with the Pshat and Pasuk, even where Rashi says the Lashon, right in the beginning of Bereshis, Rashi just, Unkelos just translates a glat. So the Unkelos, who we know to be Mr. Pshutish al Mikra, Mr. Simple Reading of the Words, Light Tirgim came. He didn't translate like I translated. He translated. He stuck to the basic pirush. L'shitasei, but says eich shitas Rashi b'shar k'suvi atayra. L'shitasei that he does pshutish mikra, which by the way happens to fit very well with Rashi in many other psukim of the Taira. And therefore, you read it's kind of like v'unkelos le'tirgim kein is supposed to be read in two ways. First of all, as a tmiya, v'unkelos le'tirgim kein is pretty shocking that unkelos who so many times is the Pirush in Pasuk, and the Rebbe actually adds in Ara 49 and give out the Gir Geshmak of Art, Ula Yishleim Ratam, the Bilam was Mipseir Aram. As Pasuk himself says in Parshas, Kiseitse Mipseir Aram, the Arayim, the Kalaleka, and Unkelos himself brings it when the Pasuk over here in Parshas Balak says Pseira, he says Lipseir Aram. So it's Aramis. Many of the things are matching to the language of Unkelos, the Aramaic. So on the one hand, it's a Tzmiya, Unkelos Le Tirgim Kain. On the other hand, it's actually a Yishuv, Unkelos. He's the guy that stuck to his guns of pshat. Lo tirgim kein. He didn't get into this whole pirushim of the pasuk. He translated it simply as meaning the simple lashon. Like this time, it's going to be said the ankav and yisrael ma avad alakah.